Leave my brother for long, not when he was so close to the change. It could happen any time now, seeing as his birthday was only months away. And when that time came, I sure as hell didn't want him in the middle of a busy city. I could see the headline in the news now. Boy goes crazy, summons dragon in Dallas, Texas. Standing up, I stretched my arms up high over my head. I'm going out to find the little peckerhead. Do you need anything while I'm gone? My sister didn't answer me, and I didn't really expect her to.
Your sister's thinking about that boy again, Declan, my dragon, communicated telepathically with me.
I blinked. What do you mean?
Zed, or maybe Fred, the dragon rider who came in last week with the smashed-in skull, the one who's in the faint.
I growled. That had been a blow when Derek had gone down. His name's Derek, and it's a coma, not a faint.
Close enough.
Not even, I thought, with a roll of my eyes. I felt a whisper of a laugh against my skin.
The names of mortals other than you do not concern me.
Whatever you say. Meet me in the backyard.
10-4, homie.
I barely resisted the urge to roll my eyes. Declan's use of modern-day slang, as he called it, was comical. He liked to keep up with today's youth by listening to the radio and watching the television I'd set up in his cave, a cave that he still lived in despite offering him different living conditions that were closer to the sanctuary. He told me the music and shows gave him a good insight into the youthful population that they target. I can still remember the first time Declan had heard a rap song. He'd been so appalled that he'd broken every radio within a 5-mile radius. To this day, it was still spoken about. It was also another reason that the surrounding town was scared shitless of Declan, and therefore me. Apparently, the dragon's roar of outrage had been felt as well as heard. I passed through the kitchen, waving at my mother as I went. She didn't say anything, as usual. Mom was a mute. She hadn't spoken a word since my father had died 14 years ago. My family thought it had been because my mother was still mourning my father's death. Of course, I did feel that it did play some part in her silence, but it wasn't the only reason, and I've never gotten a true answer out of my mother about it. My mother waved back, mashing something sickening into a bowl on the counter. It was probably something for the little ones to snack on. I just wished she didn't cook it in our kitchen. I made it out the back door and down the porch steps to the deck before I was tackled. I went down, curling my body into a ball and rolling as I laughed at the tiny little terrors now crawling all over my body. It was customary for the dragon to tell you what it wanted to be called, and normally it was based off the era they were born in. These three rambunctious horrors weren't named as of yet, and wouldn't be named for another 4 months at least. They were a little over 8 months old and wouldn't be gaining their full telepathic communication abilities like I had with Declan until they were at least a year old. They could, however, send pictures to me. All three of them sent pictures of snow, ice, and a pond. I sighed. I should have known. Gesturing with my hand, I moved all of the large things out of the middle of the yard. The chairs and table were the first things to move, followed shortly by the A-frame porch swing. I focused my mind, centering on the air around the legs of the chair, and willed the air to harden around them. From there, it was just pushing with my mind, willing a small amount of wind to carry them to the destination I wished them to be. The gazebo and the swing set were a little harder, but I managed it with a little more focus. It was something that was so normal to me that it happened sometimes, whether I wanted it to or not. Oftentimes, when I was busy working on ledgers at the office or working at the shop, things sort of floated around me. I had to be exceedingly careful when I was doing that. If the wrong person saw, a shitstorm of epic proportions would be swirling around me within minutes. Dragon riders were highly sought after and very popular. It was also well known that the only people who could utilize the powers derived from the elements were dragon riders, and I most certainly didn't want to have my face plastered on billboards like Derek did. Poor bastard. I also borrowed power from one of my two brothers if the need ever arose. Most of the time it wasn't a problem, but they'd send back a gentle push over our bonds if it wasn't a good time, which rarely ever happened. My brothers could also do the same with me, if I let them, something I almost always allowed. The younglings swirling around my knees bumped me with their heads, their sharp horns poking me like large needles in my thighs in their excitement.
"Chill," I reprimanded gently.